So we just thank you, Lord, that you have opened the gates of judgment and that we have no reason to fear, Lord, as we enter these days of awe because the Messiah Yeshua's atoning work on that cross for us.
Oh! The whisper of love, let the day.
Lord, we think of our brothers and sisters gathered in synagogues around the world who either just are numb and don't even believe you exist anymore, or who actually approach these next 10 days in fear and trying to figure out how they can do enough good deeds. And we think of all those from the nations outside of your people Israel who have no idea what's going to happen to them when they die. And they either just deny you, or they live in fear that they won't have done enough good. And Lord, we intercede on their behalf. And we express our gratitude to you, Lord. You are so good that you would lay down your life for us. You have one to read? What? You don't know what it is yet? Okay. No, where? Ask somebody to help you find it. I know you both have something there. You're just waiting for it to show up, right? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that we can celebrate you, Lord. We can celebrate you. Just you, the fact that you exist, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Rosh Hashanah is a day where we acknowledge God as our King primarily, the one who sits on the seat of judgment, who has opened the doors of judgment, but he's also the Holy One who sits on heaven's mercy seat. And scripture says that mercy triumphs over judgment.
Heaven's mercy. And he saw that there was no man, and was astonished that there was no one to intercede. Then his own arm brought salvation to him, and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness like a breastplate and a helmet of salvation on his head. And he put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle. According to their deeds, so he will repay wrath to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies. To the coastlands he will make recompense. So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. For he will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. A redeemer will come to Zion. A redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression in Yaakov, declares the Lord.
Thank you. This is from one of the readings yesterday. But and it says, for the Lord love, for I the Lord love justice. I hate robbery and wrong. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their offspring shall be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are an offspring the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself like a priest with a beautiful headdress, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to sprout up, so the Lord will cause righteous and praise to sprout up before all the nations.
Hallelujah. Well, I wasn't sure about doing this song, but Anna, there's a theme the Lord is speaking today, that salvation came through Israel, but it's not just for Israel. That his plan is ultimately for all of the peoples and all of the nations to be saved, and that we would be one. And close with the song of prayer that we would break dividing walls, that in Messiah Yeshua there would be an end to wars and fighting and strife, and there would be peace and justice and mercy for all.
Place of command and blessing, where brethren dividing wall. We will break the dividing wall. We will break the dividing wall. In the name of your God, we will break the dividing wall. We will break the dividing wall. We will be one. We will break the dividing walls. We will break the dividing walls. We will break the dividing walls.
The shofar calls with the congregation standing. Each call is announced and then blown, with the congregation heeding the sound of the calls. The tekiah is a long single call to awaken. The shevarim is a three-note broken refrain, a crying out from the distressed to us for relief. The teruah, a series of nine or more short blasts, is the alarm, the call to assembly and to battle. The final tekiah, the tekiah gadolah, is the great tekiah.